Monster.
4-3 repeat.
233.
Good morning.
KFA-ENF. This is KE8LQT. Radio check. KFA-ENF, I read you loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. That's great. Up here visiting my son and daughter-in-law. I'm up from a place called The Villages in Florida. Pretty much brand new operator, and just someone from Florida got the program, got the radio programmed for, I think it's the tower out on Crouch Road that I'm talking with, or through.
Yeah, welcome to the area. I am in Harbor Springs and talking on the Petoskey repeater here. By the way, just got my call sign this morning, and you are my very first contact.
Okay, well, all right, I know the feeling, I guess, yeah. that's pretty cool. I just wanted to, for the first time, really get involved. I thought about it for years and years. But anyway, here I am with my Baofeng $35 special that actually somebody from one of the radio clubs just gave it to me to get me going.
Yeah, that's great. I've got a pile of those little CCRs, as we call them, cheap Chinese radios. I've been using them on the GMRS repeaters in this area for a while now. But I just made the jump to my technician's license. Took the test last week Friday and paid yesterday and got my license today. So apparently our federal government is getting a little more efficient, at least on the licensing thing.
Yeah, right. It doesn't surprise me. That's really great. What I do, I've got to talk my son or daughter-in-law into getting the technician's license, so he can be legally enforced. And basically what I've done is the guy, my friend down in the Villages, set it up so that I could talk to them live in the event of an emergency, which is the whole purpose of setting them up here. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating what you can do, going through the internet, and the internet shoots it up here somehow, and I guess, from what I understand, the towers in this area, there's, 13 or 14 of them that are all kind of interconnected through, like, a hub of some sort.
Yeah, I think your radio timed out on you there. You probably exceeded your time that you can transmit based on the settings in your radio there, so... yeah, that's correct. There's a linked repeater system up here on the 2-meter repeaters. Essentially, you can drive from the Straits of Mackinac all the way to the Ohio border and maintain contacts on the 2-meter repeaters, which the hub or the central one is located in Grand Rapids, I believe.
All right, DMH.
Well, thanks for the comeback and all that. I'm enjoying the beauty of this area. It's incredible, especially this time of the year. And might make contact a little bit later on. I think there's a net on Thursday nights, if I got that right, around 9 p.m.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the schedule is on the nets. I think somebody else broke in there that might be a little bit more familiar with what's going on in this area, so maybe he'll chime in.
Yeah, NADOH. Morning, guys. This is a link repeater network. It's the Northern Michigan link repeater network. Basically covers from Traverse City to the Sioux, and then we used to have a machine in Mayo, but we were trying to find a new home for that one. But you can drive from just south of Gaylord all the way up to the Sioux, and then if you went over to Traverse City, you can go that way too and still talk on the same system, just different frequencies, and it's all done that way. The system that you were thinking about that's got a hub in Grand Rapids, that's the IRA system. That is a strictly analog RF system that They use, like, I think they use, like, 220 for the link. All the repeaters on this system are connected via microwave. So the advantages of that is if somebody's talking on a different repeater, you really have no idea because it all sounds the same. And the delay is very minimal. But figured I'd throw that in there. I don't know if the Thursday net is still going. I'm the one that helped put this whole thing together, but I haven't really been on the air a whole lot. I don't know if the Thursday night net is still going. I know there is a net every Monday. The CA or CNET is every Monday at 8 o'clock in the evening. And that's one of them that you can chime in on, and that's based out of Traverse City. So there's your tidbit of information. Back to you guys. NATDMH, Mobile, Traverse City.
Well, thanks a lot for that update for a couple of newbies here. Very, very helpful. Thanks so much. And I'm going to get back to work now, and I think it's 73s is what you say to everybody. I appreciate people chiming in and actually responding, so it's been fun. Oh, K-E-H-L-T-T.
Yeah, copy that. I'll echo the same sentiments. I'm not sure how long you've been on the air there, but this is my very first contact with my new technician's license call sign. So thanks for the education. Looking forward to learning a lot more. And we'll continue to be monitoring this and a few other of the 2-meter repeaters in the area. KFAENF, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, KFK, ENF, I think it was. Welcome to the hobby, and don't be a stranger on here. Usually you can drum up somebody every once in a while on here. So, and I try to monitor this one pretty good. So, if you have any questions, don't feel free to give anybody a holler on here. It's a pretty friendly group. And if you're interested in joining a group or something like that, the CCE, CPSCO would probably be your best bet. If you just put in CCE, CPSCO into your Google search, it'll come up with the website and the Facebook page and all the stuff for that. So if you're interested in getting involved, feel free to reach out. All right, I won't tie up the air anymore. 7-3 both. NATDMH, Mobile, Traverse City.
NATDMH, NATDMH, Jackson.
Adam, what can I do for you?
When you have a moment, just check your messages, thanks.
I was about to text you back. I got time this evening, and I'll run through that, and I can also give you a bit of a crash course.
Outstanding. Thank you, NATDMH.
And ATLH Mobile. Brad, also, I saw you keying up in there. I'll get your stuff squared away this evening as well. And ATLH Mobile. I got one thing you can do real quick, and that is if you go into your simple USB configuration, set that receive volume, it must be at like 500, set it to like 100. That was pretty rough. NATDMH Mobile.
Oh, am I too loud?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was, that was kind of funny.
We'll get it turned off.
Hey, no worries. So. And then when you go in there, turn on de-emphasis as well. The audio is a little tinny, but that's good that you got it going there. I'll be able to jump in and look at your config and give you some ideas on what you can change in there and whatever. So we'll get you all squared away. And NATDMH Mobile.
Okay, I'll go back to those changes real quick and get back in here. You need that thing out here. K-E-8-F-G-W, I'm monitoring. K-E-8-F-G-W, testing 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Drake, is that better?
It's a lot better, Brad. Sounds pretty good. K-8-F still here. Hi, thank you. Missed your call, sir. Thank you. KE8F2W.
NHDMH, NHDMH, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan link. Well, if that was a response, I'll wait till someone gets better signal. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, listening.
Yeah, go meet me on 86, NHDMH mobile.
QSL, or QSY, ACATG.
KE8FJW monitoring mobile.
KN8ENF testing. Monitoring Mac City. KF8ENF mobile. Good afternoon, mobile station. Yeah, we're portable in Mac City. Walking. Yeah, coming at you from Harbor Springs. Oh, very good. Yeah, a little bit breezy over here today, but that's nice because the sunshine, so it's hot, so, but the breeze is keeping us all cool. Yeah, they got a new store. They got the Traverse City Cherry Republic store in Maxie's, so we're going to go and check it out.
Yeah, well, and enjoy your trip down there. Should be plenty of people there for you today.
Oh, there's definitely plenty of people. There's too many. Couldn't hear overcrowded.
Yeah, I hear you. This time of year, this week, we typically hole up at home and avoid going into town if we can.
Yeah, that is for sure. Yeah, we get used to these tourist towns. So same thing here. We usually don't go downtown during the afternoon. So, but anywho, good talking to you again. Maybe we'll hear you back in here, 7-3, because we're at the store.
Yeah, thanks for the answer there. This is my first day with my new call sign, so just trying to grab a couple of contacts and see if I can get all of these repeaters I programmed into my HT actually working. And then next step will be to get them into my base station. KE8ENF, or KF8ENF, clear and monitoring.
KV7OLD monitoring. KPZT.
KG8FKW back in the suit.
KF8ENF monitoring.
KF7OLD monitoring.
KF8ENF monitoring. KF8EFN monitoring.
And ADRH mobile, Traverse City.
Hey, good afternoon. Come back from Harbor Springs.
Hey, I know that guy. Afternoon. It's the better part of the day. The go-home time.
Yeah, you the guy that I was chatting with this morning on your commute in?
Sure am.
Yeah, right on. Throw your call sign at me again. I missed it.
Yeah, call sign is November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel. Name is Drake, and I'm in Traverse City.
Yeah, great meeting you, Drake. KS8EFN. My name is Bentley. Harbor Springs.
Is it Bentley or Bentley?
Bentley, like the car.
Well, that's fancy.
Can't take credit for it, man.
Yeah, that's cool. And I've just, I got a bunch of radio projects to work on when I get home, and the nice thing is I got the place to myself, so I won't get distracted, and I can get a whole lot of stuff done.
Yeah, that's great, man. Having some me time is always a good time.
I agree. So, I've got some stuff to work on the repeaters, and then I've got some personal radio projects to work on, and then some other little odds and ends, and got to fit dinner in there somewhere, finishing laundry, and oh boy. Yay.
One-time domestic duties, plus you get to navigate all those roads in Traverse City during Cherry Festival week. That's got to be fun.
Well, the nice thing is I'm on the south part of town. I live on the east side up on a hill on Hammond and 5 Mile, just around that area. So, and our shop is on Cass Road, which is also south of downtown. So I just take Hammond Road pretty much all the way home. I only got to turn twice. And the only big part, the only big bit of traffic I get is at the Hammond and 3 Mile traffic light. But I really don't sit here for very long.
Yeah, that was the stealth route that I always took just to get around Traverse City when I had a lot of business to do there, like usually every time. So, good way to get around town.
That's for sure. It's wonderful. It's a really great alternative route. So, I used to have to go through downtown to get home. Before I moved, I lived over in southeastern Leelanau County, and I had to go through downtown in order to get home. And during Cherry Festival, that was, well, I had to go all the way around, and it took an extra 10 minutes, and I wasn't really pleased, so, yeah. This is a lot shorter of a commute. It's only about 15 minutes in the morning and about, well, 15 minutes in the evening, 20 minutes sometimes in the morning, depending on what time I leave, depending on where I gotta be. So, not all too bad.
Yeah, I'm just outside of Harbor Springs, kind of near the airport, if you know that area, off 119 in Pleasant View. And, boy, having to go down 119 to get anywhere is a real grind this time of year.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Very familiar with the area. I drive up there all the time for work, so... One of our customers is right off of 119, right across from the gas station and the burger place there.
Yeah, it can be a grind sometimes, but man, love the tourists and the money they spend here and what they do for our economy. So it's all good, but my wife and I are going out to dinner with some friends that are in town, and I just know it's going to be getting into the restaurant. There's going to be a lot of standing around tonight, put it that way.
I know exactly what you mean. So, all right, sir. I'm just about to pull into my driveway. I'm going to say 7-3. Good to hear you out here again. Well, we'll catch you. Well, if you're on here tomorrow morning, we'll be here tomorrow morning. 7-3, NEDMH Mobile, Traverse City.
Hey, thanks for the shout back. Sure appreciate that. Like I said, just getting my feet wet on the 2-meter and 70-centimeter stuff. So, appreciate hearing some guys like you that have been here for a while. We'll catch you on the air another time.
KS8DNF.
Clear and monitoring.
This is KS8LQT, new to the area. Going to be here temporarily. Get a quick question if someone could help steer my son or daughter on the right direction to take the for technician.
KFAE, say that again. You're looking for some direction for your son and daughter-in-law to take the technician exam. Is that what you asked?
Yes, sir. I'm from the village of Florida, up here visiting a little handheld here, and trying to encourage him to get involved a little bit, and just curious as to where they could take the exam for the technician, you know, when they're ready. They live in Petoskey.
Yeah, the options are a little sparse up here. I just, you and I spoke this morning. I just got my technician license last week. I took it online, and that worked out quite well for me, although it was a little bit difficult to set up. I believe up in Kinchlow, there is an exam being offered on July 8th, which I think is next week, Wednesday. And other than that, there's another exam being offered in Gaylord, not until September. I did not check around the Traverse City area. There might be some options down there that they might want to check into. Great. The route that I took was to take my training online with Hand Radio Prep, which was fantastic. And I just followed one of their suggestions for taking my exam online, which I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, that's right. Thanks for answering the call this morning. I remember the short talk. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize you could take the exam online. I thought there had to be a moderator, but that's good news. I mean, they would probably prefer that anyway. You know, so, yeah, I'll look into that. That would certainly make it easy. I had to sort of wait, you know, when there was a day open where there was an examiner, you know, it was usually at ARRL Club, I think is what it was. Actually, Howell, Michigan is where that happened for me. But, okay, yeah, thanks for the tip for online. It's an app called Ham Study. That was a piece of cake as well. But, where online would that have been? Do you have a URL, perhaps, or give me some direction there? It'd be great.
Yeah, so again, Ham Radio Prep is the service that I used for my studying and the practice exams, and they pointed me to an outfit called PARC, P-A-R-C, Papa Alpha Radar Charlie. I'm sure you can find them with a quick search. They do offer regular online testing, and the way that works is they have three people watching you through your web camera on your computer and your phone that you set up next to you to look over your desk to make sure that you're not, you know, using unapproved materials and cheating, things like that. It's over Zoom. I do a lot of online meetings and things like that for work. I always found Zoom to be a little bit clunky, and it sure was for that effort, but the guys there were really patient. They walked me through it, they helped me out, and they got me on my test, and I was done in like 5 minutes, so it worked out great.
Okay, great, thanks. My name is Mark, by the way. I didn't get your first name this morning, I don't think.
Yeah, hi Mark, my name is Bentley. I live up here in Harbor Springs.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Sounds good. I'll just let me give you another shot before I leave town. I think I'm a fifth. I'm leaving to go back down to Florida. And I think what I'm going to do is let them sort of hear some of the back and forth here tonight so they can kind of get used to it and see if there's some interest there. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet. I'll mention one other thing. You know, living through the catastrophic ice storm that we had in late March, early April, pretty much all the communications went down. The cell service was pretty spotty and pretty poor. Some of the towers were damaged. I ended up using my GMRS radios for a lot of communications work, Those went down after several days, and it seemed like the 2-meter repeaters in this area were up and running a bit longer, although they eventually went down too, guessing their backup generators ran out of fuel at some point, and all of that kind of went down. So it's just another option for extending their emergency communications.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of interesting. That's the reason why I want to kind of get them going so that we might have communications where nothing else is working. That is to say, between, you know, Florida and here. And one of the reasons I kind of got involved was that sort of scenario, that we may be the only things talking at a point. But it's interesting that they lasted longer than some of the other resources, but at a point you need gasoline. I know that my son was out running around. He bought a bunch of 5-gallon gas cans in his truck, and he was, you know, trying to help that way around town here and stuff. And so, you know, the way these guys on ham radio might be somebody you kind of connect with, that you guys could sort of, you know, work together in a situation like that.
Yeah, for sure. And some of the repeaters and clubs up here are, you know, part of the whole emergency network. So you would get other information on some of those things and an outlet for that anyway. But it's just nice to have an extra option where everybody relies on their cell phone these days. Kind of going back to the old ways is a nice skill to have.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it would come in handy. Have a natural gas powered generator. I guess each one of these towers has some sort of a generator that I guess is owned by the people in the area, sort of a group of people gotten together to buy this sort of thing, or it's the tower. I guess the towers are I guess privately owned by groups of people.
Yeah, that's my understanding, and I am in the natural gas business. I actually work for the local gas utility here, and those towers are located in rural areas where there is no natural gas, so their backup power is typically a diesel-fired generator, and again, when there's no fuel in the area, they eventually run out. The other thing, too, is you got to keep your radio charged, so if your son and his family are looking at getting involved in that, good idea to have some sort of a backup power supply for charging those devices, whether it's their own generator at their home or a Jackery portable power pack or something like that. Those are all good things to have in those situations.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. Now, you know, being in the business, do you think a large, like a 1,000-gallon propane tank would be a wise choice for some of these repeaters sites? I would think that would go a pretty long way, wouldn't it?
Yeah, again, I don't know much about that, and I'm not in the propane business, but that's certainly one option. And a lot of those engine sets that operate on diesel are easily converted over to natural gas, to propane. So, you know, there are options there, but it's up to the individual owner and how much they want to spend. They don't make a lot of money off of us that use the services for free. So there you have it.
Interesting. Bentley is your first name, correct?
That's correct.
That should be easy to remember. Thanks, Bentley. Appreciate the talk, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you maybe once more before I head south. Good talking with you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, likewise. Enjoy your visit while you're here. Have a great time with your family, and maybe we'll catch you on the air another time. KFADFN, clear and monitoring.
KE8LQT, out and monitoring.
Just one little comment, guys. In the case of the 519 and the 674, both of those sites are on county-owned towers, at least for the moment. There may be some changes upcoming. There may be some controversy about that, but I assure you at the moment the 519 and the 674 are on publicly owned towers. but that doesn't necessarily make all that much difference. Anyhow, 73 from Petoskey, Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike.
Hey, thanks for that clarification. Trying to figure all of this stuff out and kind of get an understanding of what the infrastructure is like around here. Appreciate that.
Yep, anytime. Sounds like the ink on both of your licenses isn't quite dry yet. 48 years in this game, and you learn new stuff every single day, if you're open to it. You know, everything from digital modes to satellite to new equipment to internet linking and All-Star, and it just never ends. So you guys made a good choice. You won't regret it. Welcome aboard to both of you. I got to run. W-8-R-P-M.
I appreciate that, my friend. Didn't realize that it was that obvious out there, but thanks again. Looking forward to getting my feet wet a little bit more. KFADFN, clear.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the information. Appreciate it. Bentley's talking about GPRS radios already. I don't know. I think he's a little bit ahead of me, I would say. 73, KE8LQC, out in monitoring.
Station on the 146.74, you got something that's causing a Morse code ID to go over the repeater, and it's going out the entire system. Please turn that off. And 8DMH.
APX. NADMH at APX.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, I'm in the shack, ready when you are.
Copy. You want to just hop into the Discord and we can brainstorm some stuff?
Alright. I gotta figure that out. That's been a long time. I'll meet you there.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, APX.